the historical background of Canprunera. The town of Sola is nestled in the heart of the Serra da Tramuntana, a UNESCO World Heritage Site since 2011, recognized for its cultural landscape. Sola is often referred to as the Valley of Oranges, and its name has historical roots. The Roman term Suliarium means Valley of the Sun, while the Arabic name Sulium translates to Valley of Gold. Thanks to its unique climate and fertile soil, Sola thrived on the cultivation of citrus fruits and olives. Oranges, lemons, olives, and olive oil were its primary sources of income. However, in 1860, a devastating plague wiped out the region's orange groves, forcing thousands of families to migrate in search of a better future. Many Solarics set sail across the ocean to the Americas, settling in Cuba, Venezuela, and Puerto Rico. Others moved to Europe, particularly France and Belgium, where they successfully established businesses and trade networks. Over time, many returned to Sola, investing their wealth into the town, transforming it into the culturally rich destination we see today. It was in this historical context that the Magrana family emerged. Canprunera was owned by Joan Magrana Oliver, known by the nickname Prunera, meaning plum in Spanish. His father was a fruit trader from Sola who settled in Belfort, France. Joan began working in the family business, Maison Magrana, at just 14 years old. Later, he married Margalida Vicence Castagnier, and together they had three children, Josep, Florentina, and Margalida. Once their business in Belfort was firmly established, the Magrana family decided to build a home in Sola, reflecting the elegant architectural styles they had admired in France. The family became part of the local bourgeoisie, deeply engaged in the artistic and cultural movements of their time. They were particularly influenced by French Art Nouveau, which in Spain became known as Modernisme. In 1909, Joan Magrana commissioned the construction of a house that would showcase his family's economic success. By 1911, Canprunera had become the family's official residence. A mystery still unsolved. Yet, Canprunera is shrouded in mystery. To this day, the identity of its architect remains unknown. No definitive records have been found, but there are two main theories. Some attribute the design to Joan Rubió I Bellver, a prominent Catalan architect and disciple of Antoni Gaudí. At the time, Rubió was working alongside Gaudí on Palma Cathedral and had also designed the facade of Sant Bartomeu Church and the Banco de Sola building. Others believe the house was designed and constructed by local master builders and artisans, guided by the vision and taste of Joan Magrana himself. To this day, the true creator of Canprunera remains a subject of ongoing research and debate.